Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces the most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King starting yesterday exclusively on Paramount Plus. It's also time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie follows us tonight, PM team overtime before Ravens and Lions on the Fan. The Ravens, a big favorite in that matchup. Lamar Jackson has never lost on Monday Night Football.
Before we get to the debrief, do you want to know what a big fantasy matchup is coming down to this week?
Of course we do. It's your segment and it's your fantasy team.
So how would you feel if you had a 5-point lead?
Okay.
You had Derrick Henry, but your opponent has Lamar Jackson.
Not great.
I'd feel okay about it because I think those two guys can put up. Lamar will probably.
Okay. I got one for you while Pony's thinking about that, Donnie.
Sound like
no, I actually don't like it for you. Now that I think about it.
How would you feel if you were up in a league 132.42 to 97.70?
Okay. 35-point difference.
35-point difference. You have nobody left. Your team that you're playing against, this is my neighbor Kaylee's team, has Bates, Detroit's kicker, and Jackson. Projected total.
I think you're okay there.
She ends up with 130. I'm just worried about one of those stupid-ass Jackson explosion games where he throws for two, runs for two, Bates ends up kicking four field goals. I'm worried about some BS befalling me, Donnie.
Dan Campbell kind of hates field goals, so you benefit
there. That's
true.
That's a good point. I'm nervous, though. It says I'm going to win. It says I'm like a 55% likelihood to win, but I don't feel great. You know what I feel great about, though? Real quick, the PM team. Because we won by 1 point because Russell Wilson couldn't have found Wandale Robinson.
But you know what I'm going to
one more time.
You know what I'm
going
to say about that, Chris? Given the way that game went, I don't feel good about us. We couldn't even score 100 points.
That's all right.
We basically played a team that turned the ball over 5 times. We beat them by a point.
That's a good point. Malsy's doing inconsistent messaging right now.
Unlike that team, unlike the Steelers, we have Judkins on our bench and can toss him in there for Chase Brown and get a spark, Donnie.
Yeah.
Touche!
We could make some moves.
I don't know, Chris.
Put that in your Bass Pro Shops hat and smoke it, pal.
I mean, I still think that they can make moves on defense to make the defense better.
Like not have their players openly admitting that they're not paying attention and not communicating well?
Well, like I think that you can move Black now to nose tackle and give Benton fewer snaps. And also they're going to get Elliott and Joey Porter Jr. back.
I know that this is not like what you're actually talking about in saying that, but man, does that start, if that's the right move to make, and man, does that make Benton a disappointment right now? Unless playing fewer snaps and playing at a position he's probably more suited to play, which is 3-4 end, unlocks like a better version of him.
Well, he's not going to really. He's going to be a guy that just
rotates in
because you've got Harmon and Hayward there.
But that's what I mean. Plays fewer snaps, and maybe you just get more with less there.
Debrief time, Don.
The debrief, September 22, 2025. We will stay on the theme of defensive tackles because Pitt is going to retire Aaron Donald's number 97 when the Panthers play Notre Dame on November 15th. Just the 11th player that has had his jersey retired by the Pitt Panthers.
Well, much like being invited to the man's draft party.
Is he going to invite you to this game?
Well, I'm going to invite myself, is what I'm saying. I want to be there for that, in part because there are few things in life I enjoy more than a chance to see Notre Dame lose a football game in person. And even though things look awfully bleak right now for Pitt, especially after watching with my wife Saturday night, Kansas open up a can of whoop-ass on West Virginia, I could see Pitt channeling Pitt echoes from the past and winning a game they have no business winning in November against Notre Dame at home.
I do think they're going to take one of those last three games because it doesn't look very kind. They have Notre Dame. They have Miami. I think Georgia Tech is the other one in there.
Yep.
I think in true Pitt, Pat Narduzzi fashion, they're going to win one of those three games. And they have no business doing so, most likely.
I got one for you that's really going to shock you boys.
You think they'll beat Florida State?
I think they're going to beat Louisville on Saturday.
Based on what? Just college football randomness?
Just the fact that Louisville hasn't played really anybody yet. And I think that there's a little bit of a false sense for what kind of team they have. And I could see...
The one game Louisville played that I was somewhat impressed by was when they just eventually put the clamps on JMU, who I thought was
But they were losing
be...
for a chunk of that game.
No, I know. I thought it's more that I had a very high opinion of JMU as like a possible sleeper to get into the playoffs.
Again, Ballsy's college football.
Little
obsession.
James Madison.
Yeah.
Arthur Moat's alma mater.
I just discovered that the podcast I listen to that has become like a running bit where Donnie will yell, it's the secret podcast again.
Secret college
You've had
podcast.
One of the two hosts on your FanDuel show, I think.
Oh, well, congratulations on all my success.
You know who one of these guys is.
The next time you have that guy, you have to make mention that Malzy
is a hardcore listener.
Oh, he knows. He thinks it's very funny that the secret podcast.
By the way, in the last
in
2 minutes, Adam Schefter just tweeted out that tests confirm Najee Harris did, in fact, suffer a season-ending torn Achilles. He was Mr. Durability here, never hurt, plays in every game. That was his best. Your best ability is your availability with Najee Harris, and now his one-year incentive-laden deal with the Chargers, a firework blows up in his face, and now he's got a torn Achilles. He's going to have to go somewhere and be a cheap backup running back next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what his career has turned into,
did you know
sadly.
Did you guys happen to look this up? Connor's situation might be even worse given his age. His contract for next year is not guaranteed 1 cent.
Man.
And so he signed that deal, and that was kind of, he was seen as like a team leader over there, and I think he still is. I mean, he's carved out a very nice little
is
career
Is his jersey retired at Pitt?
So Fitz's is.
He was the ACC player of the year, man.
Dorsett.
I kind of feel like it should be.
Dorsett, okay. Fitz, Donald. Marino's is.
What about Hugh Green?
Hugh Green's should be,
gotta
right?
Gotta be.
Is Frelick's?
Yes.
Russ Grimm?
Should be. Yes. How about Jimbo Cole?
I was just going to say Jimbo.
I have the list.
Okay, hold on. So Jimbo Donnie, hit us with yeses and
Revis.
No's. Revis. Tell us when you're ready. He's
Why
doing that thumb is just doing some yeoman's work right now on that phone. That's it's scrolling and swiping.
I don't see Revis on here.
What?
Okay. So Jimbo Covert.
Jimbo, yes.
Russ Grimm.
I don't
Bill Frelick.
Frelick is.
Hugh
I
Green,
do not see Grimm.
Fitz. Hugh Green Fitz.
Ditka.
Ditka, yes.
Marino.
Yes.
How about Goldberg?
Goldberg is. Marshall Goldberg. Not Bill.
Bill Goldberg. Wait, was Jock Sutherland a Pitt guy?
He didn't play there. He coached there.
Coached there. I knew he coached there. I couldn't remember
Come
if he
on, Jack.
There.
You go to all these games. You're half in the bag when you're there. You see these banners hanging. Is there any other name we're missing here in terms of retired jersey numbers?
They didn't retire like Curtis Martin or anybody like that, did they? They should. I don't think.
I mean, I'm on Pitt's official site.
It's
no,
weird.
I
just looked
one.
At the list. There's some guys on there that should be. That
I mean,
Tony Dorsett, we didn't. Yeah,
Dorsett,
Tony,
yes.
Dorsett, obviously.
Fitzgerald, you said. let's see. You are missing, by my count, you're missing two guys, one of which has been on the show before.
Mark May.
Yep.
Good one, Tony.
He's a big fan of mine.
What did he actually tell you? Something basically to F off once, and then you guys got along much more famously?
Yeah. That was because E.J. Borghetti played Peacemaker.
You caught him on a bad day.
The other one goes back a bit.
Like, define a bit. Like, before the forward pass, like back when Pitt was claiming national titles left and right.
70 plus years.
Oh crap! Who is it?
Joe Schmidt.
Oh,
we
should
have got that one.
That's a bad job.
We
should
have got that.
So Kenny and Connor don't.
Where's
have their
Donald
rank
among like just all across college football best defensive players you guys have seen in your lifetimes watching the sport?
Top five.
Here's the only guys I can come up with who are as dominant.
Indomitian Sue.
Thank you.
Warren Sapp.
I would say Sapp. I would also say Charles Woodson, just for like you know, for what it was. I mean, it was kind of a phenomenon across.
What about the Honey Badger?
I thought about him. He was really good.
I thought about him, too. Is Champ Bailey, or is he more of a got even better in the NFL for you guys?
Better in the NFL.
I think Sapp's a really good. And Dominican Sue's the one that I think of in my lifetime where I'm like, he dominated the way Donald did for Nebraska. And didn't Did you tell the story in the back, or who told the story? A.Q. Shipley basically got an NFL job life.
Yeah.
Because Bruce Arians could not believe
their center was out, and he blocked Sue.
He blocked Sue really well.
Gave him contracts for the next 10 years, including coaching deals because of it.
He handled them, man. He took those T-Rex arms and mauled Ndamukong Suh.
Donnie, thank you for another debrief.